Practical Phonetics and Phonology by Beverly Collins and Inga Mace, published by Routledge. All material on this recording is protected by copyright.
Traditional RP, Unit A1.
Yes, what put me off Eton was the importance attached to games, because I wasn't sporty. I was very bad at games. I was of a rather sort of cowardly disposition. And the idea to have to run around in the mud and get kicked in the face by a lot of larger boys three times a week, I found terribly, terribly depressing. Fortunately, this only really happened one time a year, at the most two, because in the summer one could go rowing, and then one was just alone with one's enormous blisters in the stream.
Which games did you play, though?
Well, you had to play. The only thing I was any good at was fencing, and I liked rather solitary things like fencing or squash or things like that. But you had to play. Eton had its own ghastly combination of rugger and soccer, which was called the field game. And that was for the so-called opponents like myself. And then there was the wall game, which was even worse. And that was for the college, in other words, the non-paying students known as tags.
Known as?
Tugs.
Ah, right.
Tugs, yes.
There was a lot of slang.
There was a lot of slang. I wonder how much it's still understood. And I don't know if it still exists at Eton, whether it's changed.